It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, I might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I brought a metronome to show you today. That's what this is, a metronome. Inside, it has this little thing that goes back and forth and ticks like that. People use it to show them how. See, if you put the weight clear up at the top, it goes slower. And if you put the weight down here, goes faster. Let's take it over here. I'll put it right here and we can make up some things. Try doing something like that. I'll make it a little faster. Boom, 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 boom. Make up anything you want to. You know, like that. Now let's put it down here. People use these sometimes to practice musical instruments. Upside down, it's sort of like the pendulum of a clock. I have a film about clocks that I want to show you. Here's a little brochure that came with the film. It says clocks, and inside are some pictures that you'll see in the film. Those are scenes from the film. And here's another one. You'll see that scene in the film, that man going up to that clock and winding it. Let's look at the film about clocks. It has the workings of the clocks in them too, people taking care of clocks. Thank you.
I like clocks like that, because there's something to see and something to hear. We know somebody who lives in a clock in the neighborhood of make-believe. Who is that? The clock is his home. Daniel Striped Tiger. Yeah. Why don't we have some make-believe? There's the clock. Here's the castle. Just put some of these here. Here's a tree where X and Henrietta live. Lady Elaine's museum go around. And the mound. Put the factory there. There's a lot of the neighborhood of make-believe. That clock doesn't tick, that's just a model. My watch isn't there. I wonder where I put my watch. I hope I haven't lost it. I'll have to look for that later. Maybe I could make up something about it right now. I'll think about all the places I've been. Yeah, let's make believe that Daniel Tiger is experimenting with the pendulum of his clock at the beginning of the neighborhood of make believe.
Just go down and see the pendulum now. I like to work on my clock. I like to hear it ticking. I like to hear it talking. I like to work on my clock. Oh, hi, Lady Evelyn.
Agamugga.
Agamugga to you. See how my pendulum goes back and forth?
Oh, yes. That's a good way to know it's working.
Sure is.
Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick,
I like tock, to work tick, on my clock. Tick, I like tock, to hear it ticking. I like to hear it talking. I like to work on my clock.
You like to work on your tick.
I do. I like to hear it ticking.
I like to work on your talking.
I like to work on my clock. Would you close the face of my clock, please?
Sure.
Right there. Thank you.
Welcome.
That's fun. Did you come just for fun today?
Yes, I did. I bring no message from the king. I have no fancy plan for anything. I come just for fun.
I like those times.
Me too. You know, Daniel?
What?
Your pendulum and your working on the clock and all this ticking and talking reminds me of something.
What?
Have you ever seen that machine that Harry Elizabeth Cow and Don Quixote made?
You mean the washer, dryer, sorter, dumper?
That's the one.
Oh, this clock reminds you of that machine?
A little bit.
Why?
It just does what it's supposed to do.
I guess it does. Let's go see the washer, dryer, sorter, dumper.
All right.
I'll meet you around the back.
All right.
Thank you. Well, where is he? I thought I saw somebody new around here. Daniel! Daniel, where are you? I don't see Daniel or anybody else. Well, I guess they're all someplace else.
Isn't it fun to watch it go? Moving along. Now watch it go up. Way up. See, now it sorts it then.
There it goes.
Up and dump it. Watch it dump.
Oh, great.
What a machine. Yeah.
Could I do it once more with another potato?
Oh, certainly. Go ahead. Just put another potato on there.
Okay.
Go right over there and get them.
I like to do it. Would you make the machine go faster this time?
All right, I'll try.
Okay.
There we go.
There it goes. Dump it. Watch it dump. Oh, that's just great.
Golly, Nettie's, I never thought it would be turning into such an attraction.
Oh, it's so much fun to watch her.
I'll say. You know, people come from miles around just to stand here and see the washer, dryer, sorter, dumper.
I like to say that all together, like, washer, dryer, sorter, dumper.
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 I like to play with my washer, dryer, sorter, dumper. I like to see it.
Washing and drying and sorting and dumping.
Right.
I like to see it. Washing and drying and sorting and dumping.
I like to play with your washer, dryer, sorter, dumper.
Oh, Dan, you're good at that.
Well, we were singing that about my clock. You know, I like to work on my clock. Uh-huh. Could I do one more potato?
Well, surely you may. Go ahead. Take another right out of there.
One more potato. I think this one over here.
That's a good one right there.
There's a good
right
one.
There. Good. I'm going to make it go very fast this time.
Oh, are you?
Uh-huh. Fast as I can.
Okay,
anyhow,
potato, there you go.
Oh.
There it goes. People like to watch. Watch it dump. Dump.
Oh, land the living. It's time for me to go out to the other fields. My tractor is waiting for me.
Oh, well, I guess I'd better get back to my clock, too.
Well, it surely is nice to have someplace else to visit when a person wants to.
I'll say. Well, you two are welcome here anytime.
Well, thanks, Harry.
Thanks, Harry.
Oh, surely.
Well, we'll see you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
But you're the last person I saw here.
But, X, I didn't take it. I promise you I didn't take it.
Are you sure you didn't just use your magical boomerang, toomerang, sumerang, and change it to someplace else or something else?
I didn't. I really didn't. Honestly, I didn't. I just came here looking for someone to play with, and then I went back to my museum, and I didn't do a thing. I didn't do anything to it.
Well, what's Daniel gonna say?
I guess we'll soon find out. Here he comes with Lady Aberlin.
Hi,
friends.
Hi, Elaine. Hi, Ex.
Oh, well, neither one of us did it. At least Lady Elaine said she didn't, and I know I didn't. You see, I was just over at my tree, and, well, it's hard to explain.
Well, I certainly had nothing to do with it. I mean, I would never want to make something go away, not on your life.
What are you two talking about?
Didn't you see that your clock is gone?
My clock? Oh, my clock? What about it?
Who moved it?
Where is it?
We're trying to tell you. We don't know.
I didn't take it. I mean, I didn't use my boomerang, toomerang, zoomerang at all. And honestly, honestly, I think it's just awful.
Well, it is awful.
Well, what are we going to do?
We'll think of something to do.
Oh, my clock.
We'll have to think of something to do about that. How hard that would be for Daniel. Going off to someplace else and coming back to find his clock gone. Yeah, you know, as we said, his clock is his home. Something that he really needs. Well, you think about that problem and how we can work on it, all right? I have a problem myself, this problem. I think I'll call Joe Negri, see if I might have left my watch over at his place. I don't know how. You see, I was there earlier getting that metronome to show you. Hello, Joe? Have you by any chance seen my watch over there? Yeah, I can't find it. Would you look? All right, fine. Thank you. I'm going to come over and bring the metronome back, and I'll look, too. Alrighty. Bye-bye. Says he'll look. I'll take the metronome. Will you come with me to Negri's music shop? Work on my own problem. Come along. Joe?
I'll be with you in just a minute.
Thank you.
Okay, that'll be $2.
This is where I was, but I don't see it here now. This is where I was a little while ago, but I don't see that I've dropped it anywhere here. Joe, I don't see it.
Fred, I looked all over the place and I couldn't find it either.
Oh, I must have left it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for loaning us the metronome.
Okay, anytime, sure. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yes. You know, we were working with the fast and the slow.
Got something to show you.
What?
I've got a new kind here. Just came in.
Is this a metronome?
Mm-hmm.
How does it work?
Well, let's go in the other room and I'll show it to you, okay?
Okay, fine.
Debbie, I'll be right back. I'm going in the other room for
sure.
A second.
See you later, Debbie. Plugs in, does it?
Yes, it does, Fred. Here. Electric, and it works by little transistors that are inside. Now, there's an off and on switch right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the nice thing about this one, we'll turn it on. Now, you see that light flashing off and on? It gives you the pulse or your beat.
Oh, and you watch this,
you watch.
Now, what about this dial in the front?
Well, that will vary the speed of the light, whether you want it fast or slow.
Oh, this makes it go faster.
Yeah, just move that.
Look at it. Yeah, but what if you can't see too well?
Well, now, there's a little button back here. It says silent in or out sound, so we'll pull it out and you'll get...
Oh, nice.
Now you have the light to watch and the sound to hear.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Let me try this again. Make it a little faster.
Mm-hmm. You can get it up there quite fast.
I should
say. Or down as slow as you want. I'm going to get my guitar a minute.
Good.
Let's see if I can stay with it a little bit.
Do you ever use one of these things?
I used to use them when I was younger and I was studying, you know, because it sometimes if I couldn't get a certain song up to the tempo that it was supposed to be played, I would practice with the metronome at a little bit of a slower speed until I could get it and then gradually work up to the speed that it was supposed to be played.
I see. Try that now.
And listening.
Of course, you know you can do the same thing with the other one. If you'd rather watch, you can see it go like this.
Watch it swinging back and forth.
If you'd rather listen, or if you can hear better than you can see, you listen to that.
It really is a very good device, though, for helping musicians to practice. It
certainly is. Play one thing without the metronome, would you?
Love to. I'll teach you a C chord, all right?
Now, just by itself.
If you take your first finger and put it on the second string.
Yep.
And just play the top three strings. Just the top three. Now, move your finger down to the first string. The second string.
Oh, I come to Negris and I like it here. And I didn't find my watch, but I will next year.
That's the beautiful part about guitar. You can make up little songs. Where do I put it?
I should say.
Joe?
Yes, Debbie?
I'm pretty busy. I need some help.
Okay, be right out there. Fred, would you carry that for me?
Sure will. Well, thanks for showing this to us.
Oh, it's my
and
pleasure.
Loaning us the other.
Yeah, I think that's a very nice kind. It's brand new. We'll see you later,
Hello.
Fred.
How do you do?
Well, I hope you find your watch.
Thank you, Debbie. I'll look somewhere else for it.
Okay.
Goodbye. Bye. Just have to think of all the other places that I went today. Wonder if it could be in here. This is a film about the clocks. There it is. Well, now, how did it get in? Oh, I know. Earlier today, I washed my hands, and I must have put that watch in the jacket pocket. Forgot to put it on again. Well, Glad I found it. I should have remembered it was in there. But you can't remember everything all the time. No, nobody can do that. Well, we'll do more things together, you and I, tomorrow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. Be back tomorrow.
People who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.